What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. It's Joe here. Just letting you know that I'll be out next week because I will be busy running the Collaborative Journalism Summit in Detroit, Michigan. But I'll be back again the following Monday with your regularly scheduled podcast and update. Thanks for understanding and have a great weekend. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Welcome to day 1199. Donald Trump refused to unconditionally accept the results of the 2024 presidential election if he doesn't win. During an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Trump said he was prepared to fight for the right of the country, echoing his speech on the Ellipse on January 6th, where he urged his supporters to fight like hell and march to the Capitol. Trump added, "If everything's honest, I'll gladly accept the results." In 2020, Wisconsin was one of several states where Trump and his allies attempted to undermine election results through baseless accusations of widespread fraud. Still, Trump once again repeated his lie that he beat Biden in Wisconsin, saying, "If you go back and look at all of the things that had been found out, it showed that I won the election in Wisconsin. It also showed I won the election in other locations." Meanwhile, on the 10th day of Trump's election interference trial involving falsified business records, the attorney who represented Stormy Daniels finished his testimony, and the judge held another hearing on whether Trump is continuing to violate his gag order. 2 days after Judge Juan Merchan held Trump in contempt of court for violating his gag order 9 times, the judge held a second hearing on 4 additional claims made by the prosecution. The prosecutor said Trump's statements are corrosive to this proceeding and the fair administration of justice, adding that Trump's public comments are deliberate shots across the bow to everyone who may come into this courtroom to talk about the defendant and what he did. The judge did not immediately issue a ruling, but he advised Trump's attorney about his social media posts, saying, "I think the best advice to give your client is when in doubt, steer clear." At one point, Stormy Daniels' attorney testified that there was an understanding that his efforts to strike deals to bury the stories about Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels may have in some way assisted the presidential campaign of Donald Trump. On election night 2016, he texted Dylan Howard, the editor of the National Enquirer who helped broker the deals, "What have we done?" Howard responded, "Oh my God." Moving on, Joe Biden defended the right to protest but not the right to cause chaos, demanding that order must prevail. In his first public comments since protests over Israel's bombing of Palestine escalated on college campuses over the last 2 weeks, Biden reiterated his support for Israel but rejected calls for the National Guard to intervene in the encampments and protests. And finally, the United States accused Russia of using chemical weapons against Ukrainian soldiers. The State Department said Russia's alleged use of chloroprasin is not an isolated incident and is probably driven by Russian forces' desire to dislodge Ukrainian forces from fortified positions and achieve tactical gains on the battlefield. Chloroprasin is listed as a banned choking agent by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, an organization based in The Hague. Separately, the Treasury Department imposed sanctions on more than 280 individuals and entities connected to Russia's military-industrial base and financial system. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.